It's about my experiences primarily during the war, World War II, in three prisoner of war camps in Vichy French North Africa, including the Sahara Desert, but also on two squadrons, 101 Squadron Blennings at West Rainham in Norfolk, and the 100 Squadron on Lancasters here near Grimsby.
And you were a navigator?
And I was a navigator. And then I did 42 instructional missions, mostly on Lancasters, tutoring navigators and radar equipment.
Oh, really? That's pretty interesting. So what sort of inspired you to write it? I know you wanted it to connect to a younger audience, but was there another motive for doing it?
I want to capture today's... I want to capture ongoing generations. Mm. I want them to become aware of the sacrifices made by the 56,000 or thereabouts, mostly aircrew of Bomber Command.
It is a very underappreciated subject, in my opinion.
Who gave their lives without counting the cost.
Yeah. It's so underappreciated, in my opinion.
Yes.
So how do you remember all these experiences? Were you writing them down at the time in the diary?
Sorry?
How do you remember all these experiences for the book? Did you, have a diary at the time, back in World War II?
No, I didn't have a diary. Most of it is it's all memory. Or alternatively, I have photographs. The photographs that were taken of the prison of war camp in the Sahara Desert. And how that came to be was that before World War II, people with money could go down to the place where the garrison was and stay in an hotel called the Hotel Saharien and then say, "We've been to the desert." They boasted about having been to the desert. And in consequence, there was a pharmacy in the village there, in the Oasis town, with a lot of photographic equipment. And they allowed us to use it.
That's an astounding bit of luck.
Because one of our prisoners had a Leica camera which was issued to us in Blenheims for taking quick photographs. And they were only too delighted to for us to take their photographic equipment for our own use, you see. Our photographs were censored by our captors, and those that we were allowed to send home gave the impression that we were having a good time. But when the war finished, I grabbed the lot, and that's why I've got so many photographs in this book now.
Amazing. So, do you have any? What are your fondest memories? Are there any from the photos?
They're not fond memories. I think it's the cooperation of particularly my own crew. Well, all the air crew, who flew off without counting the cost. And if it didn't come back, it was other parents, wives, losses. But I did come back, and I'm fortunate. I'm talking to you today now, nearly at the age of 95.
That's amazing. Very amazing.
They tell me that in the hospital, in the county hospital where I had to go earlier on, at the end of last year, that the way to keep fit is to keep your mind occupied. And of course, this is what I'm doing. I've got a fertile brain, thank God.
So my last question is, do you have any plans for future books to touch our generation?
Sorry?
Do you have any more plans for future books to our
generation? Yes, there's a book coming out called St. Bernard and Puppies, and this is a completely different book. It's nothing to do with the war at all. Mm-hmm. It's a make-believe book. The dogs in the book are based on dogs that I know, the parents of the owners of the dogs that I know. And this will be coming out for Easter. Together with a smaller version of this Jess Douglas book, which is now clear, and which will be called The Best of Douglas. There is the outside cover on my desk there of the proposed new book.
All right, that's great. Thank you.